Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the answer, Oscar, is yes, I could. Yes, I could go outside and take a picture. You know, I'm talking about before the show started how depressing the Cocoonville landscape is.
Desolate,
because they put
yeah.
poison on the golf course to burn it up so that they can dig it up. And, you know, I still don't get that. Why can't
Are you sure it's for the grass and not just to make the people from Indiana go home?
I don't know. They're all leaving.
Or
they're
to kill them.
This week. They're all, so it's going to be lonely.
We've killed all the Indianians.
So my life down here for the next month will be, it will be lonely. There will be no golf and everyone will be gone. And I will, and I'm here to say with all the bitching that I've done that I will ultimately miss these people. I will ultimately miss
however,
them.
However, on the other
because
side of that
quarter. Because it got friendlier towards the end. It got actual, there was a point of, there was a line of demarcation where the people started being, they were still busting chops, but they were doing so in a much funnier way.
But flip the coin. Good. Is part of it going to be just bliss?
Yeah, well, as far as the traffic and all yeah. the stuff when everybody goes down, they go and they leave before a little before or a little right after Easter. That's when they all
depends
split.
On where they want to spend the holiday.
That's right. They want to spend the holiday back in Fort Jimmy or wherever the hell they want
Fort
to go.
Jimmy.
You know, in the
Fort,
I don't know.
Great way
to
Fort
there.
Jimmy.
They're
hey, the hey I'm the mayor.
So I was talking about
at
how
an anniversary.
I was talking about how depressed it was to see that, and I said, "I wish I could take the camera outside, my little Logitech camera, and show you." And Oscar, between bites of his protein bar or whatever the hell he's
Sorry.
Eating, goes after arriving at 3 minutes after 9 o'clock, goes, "Why don't you just take a why don't you just take a camera outside?" And kind of looks at me, kind of looks at the camera like this. Yeah. Why don't you just show up for work on time?
Yeah. Because you're being a dick. No. You're being a complete dick. You show up willy-nilly, 9:10, 9:15, no one gives you S, and all I get is S every time I'm 2-3 minutes late.
You mean like today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes, you were late.
Well, I'm not talking about yesterday.
And the
we're
day
talking
before
about
today. Then, you were late.
We're talking about today.
Mike lives
in like
now.
Would you like to match
no.
your punctual
Most recent
schedule
history,
with mine?
Though, if we're looking at a trend, I'm up.
You're trending up?
I'm trending up.
Yeah.
No.
Look on Facebook. Well, he's trending yeah, up.
I'm trending up.
No. No, I'm not sure where that. Now, when you
as
what is the trend? Where
the trend
what is the trend that you're talking about?
Punctual.
Yeah. This is your punctuality trend. What is the are we talking about 4 days or are we talking about 4 weeks?
Let's take
a
snapshot of a week.
A week.
I'm trending
this
up.
Past week.
Hey, you
so
can take a snapshot on your camera.
Week.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, now listen, when people are chronically late like Oscar is,
yeah.
there's nothing they hate more
than waiting.
Than waiting for someone
wow.
else. So he's right about this. He
yes.
knows when
These
I'm
are
not
the
not
facts.
Sure.
These
there's
are the
only
fake
one
news.
Reason. There's only one reason though that
yes.
I'm late.
Why?
Is because I know you won't be there, or you will have just gotten there, and so you know
no, you would have
your cancer of tardiness has affected the entire
Bill.
Show.
I'm sure that's the case. Not at all.
I would be willing to do this if,
you
if
walk
we're having
and you're
this
like,
discussion.
Sorry guys, I was doing this. Sorry guys, I was doing that. Sorry guys,
right?
I was doing this. Not
right?
a problem. And we don't
right?
say no problem, Mike. We're
well,
good.
Now, why do you think it's not a problem? And don't say it's because the show has my name on it and all that. Because
it's your
we
show.
All work collaboratively. Yeah,
yes.
but you. But I. We don't. It's not run that way.
Yeah, but
it's
Mike,
not run where I'm
hierarchy.
Like I'm the guy and I can do
you're
whatever.
You're the Burger
I
King.
I think one thing needs. One thing really needs
I'm
to be
what?
Said.
What was
you're the
on.
Burger King?
Don't move by
the
that,
fries.
Rob. That's pretty good. What's that? What is it?
You're
I'm the Burger King. You're
the fries. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And that analogy that doesn't work because it would be you're the burger.
Yes.
And wear the fries. Even though it's a false analogy, it doesn't
right.
even work as an
you
analogy.
Got it wrong.
Yes.
That's okay.
The,
I liked it for some strange reason.
The one thing that
anyway,
really needs to be said is how punctual I am.
You're
yes.
great. You're actually
you know what?
Great.
Thank you. You know what? The bet, you know what?
He
and
is,
that is absolutely
yeah.
true.
He's
he
always
is the
on
most
time.
Punctual person. And you know what? Good for you. Good for
good
you.
For
good
you.
For you.
Dilly, dilly.
Good for you for standing up for yourself. Now listen, if we're having this... if we're having this little discussion,
yes.
And by the way, that's what my mom and dad used to call it. It's a discussion.
We are discussing something.
I would be willing. Mm-hmm. I would be willing to put up my hard-earned cash. For the rest of the year.
That's where we part. All the way that's through. That's where we part ways. I can't do that.
What's that?
I'm not gonna bet. I'm not gonna take a bad bet.
You're not gonna bet on yourself to be your.
No,
to be
no.
On time?
I'll bet on myself to succeed, but not be on time.
Well that's good. Sometimes if you succeed, I succeed. Yeah. At least I really hope so. Mm-hmm. The thing is, if you'd like to, we could do
no,
that.
No, Mike. I
bet one day of paid parking. For another guy on the show.
You know that I'm always up for a competition.
For free.
I'm always
upsetting him.
He's saying he said bet one day
of parking for another guy on the show. I said I've already done that. I just give money $200 a month here and there to pay for parking out of my own pocket. What do you do, Rob?
I pay for parking.
You pay for his parking?
No, pay for my parking.
Yes.
But can we get back on track?
Yes, I agree. Oscar's late all the time.
Oscar's late all the time.
He is.
And he's giving me a hard time because I was late 2 days this week. And I believe it was 2 days. I don't keep track,
Mike, because you're the boss, you know?
The boss that you just called a dick?
Well, because you called me out for being 3 minutes late and eating a protein bar and being skinny. I'm sorry.
Well,
no, I never mentioned being skinny.
And you know what? Not a lot of people are going to bring that fact up.
I was fat shaming me.
That's right. Can we get Tony Perkins on the phone?
Sorry. I'm not. You fat shame yourself.
Tony,
you fat shame yourself.
You didn't fat shame me. You called me what I needed to be called, Tubby, and I'll take it. Thank you.
Tubby.
Now, is your head bigger?
Did you eat yourself?
Will you calm down? Will you calm down, please, for just a second?
I'm just eating.
Because it's very difficult when you're out of your car and you walk right in here and it starts. You know, I mean, I've had
that was my entire
minutes.
Life.
I've had 45 minutes to get ready and get prepared.
I was watching Roseanne this morning. I thought I had time.
You know, I'm glad you had that. Roseanne is in the news.
Yeah.
And
I had to watch it. I had to watch it. The ratings were so high. I had to watch it this morning.
The Roseanne getting not only a record ratings, but getting incredible reviews.
Viewers. Mm. I watch it. You, Rob, are a hack. It's a great show.
Rob, you missed that one.
All right, so it's still in my machine. I watched 2 minutes of it, and I bailed because I didn't like the first two. So I'll watch it, all right?
It really is. I wanted to hate it.
She's tackling the issues of the day.
I wanted to hate it, Mike, so bad.
But he waited, and he was late, and then he watched it.
Show prep. Somebody has to be involved.
Yes. What time were you watching Roseanne this morning?
I started at 8, you know.
To be you.
Fast forward it.
I'd love to be you. Yeah. I'd love to
fast forward through the commercials, DVR.
I was doing show prep for this show. I was doing show prep.
Well, you get up and you prep the way Rocky does. You eat the raw eggs.
I was prepping my interview with our guest. By the way, we're going to have a guest on the show later on this morning. We are going to be speaking with Colin Mochrie. He of the Whose Line Is It Anyway fame.
Yes.
My favorite guy, by the way.
Oh, he's
on
great.
Whose Line Is It Anyway.
So funny.
You might remember him as the, I don't want to use a Fargo line, but he's the bald guy. Kind of funny looking. He's coming on.
Only
on
he didn't call
show.
Him a jerk.
By the way, everybody in the audience that ever watched that show knows who I just talked about.
Of course.
That's
good. Yeah.
That's the only way you could describe
big win.
Him. But anyway, getting back. Where the hell were we? I'm getting tired.
You are the boss.
You were up early show prepping two programs and he was watching a sitcom.
To go even further back, this started with Oscar saying, why don't you go take a picture? Which meant leave the studio and go out and take it. And he's absolutely right. I could take a picture. But you know what? I'm not going to provide you with visual aids for this show. It's just not always going to happen. But
he kind of painted the picture as or the image of you taking the photograph that you would involve putting a blanket over your head and holding up a big flash thing. That's you taking a picture. Exactly. Like Matthew Brady. When in fact, it was simply just a snapshot on your smartphone. That's all we
require.
You
know, though, I have taken the scenic vistas from that area, and I've got many of them in my phone, and perhaps I'll do another one. Let me simply tell you that it is desolate. It is brown. It is dead grass.
Looks like a Roadrunner cartoon.
It looks like a Roadrunner cartoon.
Wow.
It's that barren, and it's getting.
I lived in Phoenix, Mike, for roughly a year and a half. And
just like that, just like
he was supposed to live there for 2 years, but he got there 6 months late.
Now the station flipped. Station flip.
What's that like?
Mike, we've been through three of them, so we know
more flips than Mary Lou Retton.
I've been through two.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, Jack?
Take a look at that fax that just came through.
Oh, yeah,
those
no.
are the liners for the new radio station that you're on.
Oh, it's happening again. Thank you. It's always done in a very sneaky way.
Yeah.
Air personalities last to know. Yes,
sir. I remember living in Arizona and not coming home for roughly 7 months and then coming back and seeing Green.
Yeah.
And remembering how wonderful it is to see,
it kind of gives you a little.
You're like,
it gives you a little something, something when you
so
see the green.
Yeah,
yeah. I have found myself being out there and fantasizing about what it would be like to have a lush green tropical environment, which I moved down here for.
That's the reason you're there. Know? They took one of the main reasons you moved there, and they took it away.
Well, then the hurricane has also uprooted all the
trees.
So the uprooted trees are down here. It's
I feel barren,
like I'm
Mike.
I feel like I'm shooting an episode of Mad Max.
Oh my God. You're Fury Road?
It's really, really not pleasant. It's not pleasant. But
who runs
the good
border
news
town,
is
Mike?
That I'm going to leave.
Who run border town?
Master Blaster.
Louder.
Lift louder.
Master Blaster. What is it?
Lift Embargo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a great movie.
Really, what a great movie.
Classic. Yeah.
And that was the sequel, right? That
yeah,
was
I believe
Mad
that
Max,
was Beyond so. Thunderdome. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Beyond Thunderdome with Tina Turner.
Break
yes.
the wheel. What is it? Break the deal, get the wheel.
Ah.
The, break the deal, the get the wheel.
Nice.
Pony really that perks up awesome. When we talk about
it's
that
a great movie.
Movie. He smiles. I don't think he should smile that much for Mad Max 2 Beyond Thunderdome.
It's like Fantasia to him.
Yeah.
What was the... did you like
Toy Story?
Remake?
Is that your Toy Story?
Yeah,
did you like the remake of Mad Max?
Fury Road was pretty good, but
oh,
nothing beats the goofiness of Beyond Thunderdome. It's just so weird. And seeing
it's
Tina
so
Turner
weird. And the original, I don't think the original Mad Max, I think there's no comparison. The original Mad Max,
yeah. mm-hmm.
so much better and so frenetic, the remake. Mm-hmm. So much
yeah.
CGI.
Weird and-
just weird CGI. And it was just, wasn't Charlize Theron in the remake?
And also Elvis's granddaughter was in the remake,
yeah,
too.
I think
Danny
so.
Keough, I think her name is. Or Riley Keough, something
was
like that.
Was she an extra? Or
no, she was featured. She's featured.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Doesn't look
right,
much so like her old man.
Mike.
Yeah, speaking of weird CGI, I have to bring this up. For some reason, Rob Ford is not wearing his glasses today, and it's really off-putting.
Well, you're going to... you know what? You should ask him why. You should ask
him. Did he come
why?
In for a minute
yeah,
and look
absolutely.
At the camera?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're having this kind of contentious morning.
Rob?
It's always good to bring
you're
him
You're going
to
love that you asked.
Really?
Yes.
Because it really, it's kind of like...
This is also a window into the soul of who Rob really is.
Rob Ford or Rob Spiewak?
Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
Listeners, the person you think is so lovable and doughy and nice.
Oh, no.
When
is this going to be something really horrible?
When you
See, I don't even want that.
Okay, would you say hi to Mike on the camera there? There you go.
Hi, Rofo.
Hello, Mike.
Have a seat for a second. We need to talk to you.
Rofo, they don't know anything about
anything.
No,
hey, don't do they. You manipulating
no.
little prick.
No.
Don't do they
I have
when
a
it's
question.
Him.
I have a question
when
for
you're
you.
Trying to influence and corrupt the minds of everybody in your jet stream, you little Bolivian bastard.
And by the way, him has a name. Him is Rob, and it is me. And
to
I have
me.
A question
Rofo,
for you.
Rofo,
yes.
Rob wanted you to come in.
I did.
He did, okay.
I
Rofo,
fought
I
for
swear
it.
To God, I did.
They
I
said,
didn't
don't
do it.
He said he that Rob said, he basically was making fun of you while you're hard at work.
No,
in another
that's,
room.
That's really sort of a half-truth. I just said that you came in today and I saw you as you came off the elevator and we had nice conversation, but I found it off-putting that you're not wearing your glasses.
Yes.
You look different.
I do, yeah.
And I'm not accustomed to it.
I'm not either.
And I'm curious as to why you're not wearing your glasses today. Did you have corrective surgery?
I did not have corrective surgery.
What happened?
I lost my glasses.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yes. Mm.
How?
I was in a car accident on Monday.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yes.
What, a bad one?
Yeah, car was totaled.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Oh my! Wait a minute. Your car was totaled.
Yes. Yeah. The car was totaled. A company vehicle. If you remember, to those who
followed
along.
Anybody hurt, Rofo?
Well, you don't look that great. Yeah, I mean, actually forced them to come in to work. We had clients. I said, look, shake it off for a day. You got to get back in here. No,
really?
I was rear-ended, so I'm feeling the results of that a little bit.
Your truck was tore up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Send your text. Can you send that to me, please?
I sent it to you already. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know what he did? He took a picture.
Great thought.
The guy was going 85 miles an hour and rammed into Rofo.
Jeez.
Yes.
Wow. And your glasses got knocked off?
I don't know where they were. I just wasn't ever able to find them.
Rofo, I can say I'm glad you were in that size vehicle because you might have been messed
up. Yeah, so was I, for sure. Yeah.
Makes you really think about life.
And you had your seatbelt on?
Yeah, I did.
Did the airbags explode?
No airbags.
It's a classic.
No airbags in the car.
Classic.
No, they were there. They just didn't go off, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was rear-ended.
No.
But you seem a little shaken. You seem a little shaken by it still.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Did you bump your head?
I don't think so. I didn't hear
this
anything, but...
This is where Rob is being a terrible person, Rofo.
No, I'm just asking.
I'm going to let you... I'm excuse
Why did you ask him if he bumped his head? What indication would you have?
Well, if he's...
I don't see anything physical.
I don't want him to feel like he's concussed. And I also don't want to think that he seems a little slow to respond. And also, you would think that...
He's a soulless monster, isn't he?
You would think that losing your glasses...
This is your king.
...might have something to do with being, you know, like maybe you bumped your head because you forgot about your glasses until after the fact.
No, they were destroyed in the accident?
I just wasn't able to find them. So as far as I'm concerned, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
do you think you got a concussion?
Probably. That's quite the impact.
I don't know. I don't remember hitting my head, and it never hurt. So I don't know.
Yeah, but it's also 2 days after the fact.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's so, true.
We're glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Do you think in the middle of the, you know, right after the accident, you think you were walking around going, pull one out.
I was.
You're crazy. You're crazy. Who hit me? Who rear-ended me? Where are my glasses?
What happened to the assailant?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
What happened to the other car?
Yeah.
The other car, basically the front end was completely torn off.
What kind of car was it?
It was a minivan, Chrysler minivan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so another large vehicle.
Larger vehicle,
But not a lot of space in the front. Were the people hurt?
She was taken immediately in an ambulance, and I really don't know what happened after that.
Man,
wow. Well, I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, that's, for sure.
And I'm glad you're okay.
But not your
Thank
fault,
you.
Pal.
Thank you.
You know?
Not your fault.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't your fault, right? It was. You didn't, like, jam your brakes on it.
No.
Yeah, looking for insurance?
No.
Bait them into an accident?
When did this happen? Are you uptight about talking about it a little bit?
No, he's just setting up for a broadcast. That's why he's
It was Monday, a little bit before 5 p.m., and I was traveling I-95 north about to exit onto 495 north.
Oof. I know where it is.
Right in the mixing bowl.
You're talking about.
Yeah, and she just ran right into him.
That's right. Well, feel better, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick on you today, and Rob's not going to pick on you.
Yeah, Rob tried to.
No, I'm going to try to grow accustomed to this new look. I think it looks good.
And I'll grow accustomed to your no undershirt look.
Oh, that line would have killed.
I bumbled.
All right, I'm out.
All right.
It was a good effort.
Rosa.
There he goes.
You can have that. Don't worry about it.
I have one.
Hey, what's up with the hair? There's a lot of hair.
Yeah.
That's not the same Rofo. That's not the same Rofo.
He's shook up.
That is not the same Rofo.
He doesn't seem himself.
He shook up. Hey, can you please put away that hair? There's so much chest hair. Button the other button.
I think I'll undo a button.
Yeah, I can see it from here.
Oh, my God.
I can see it
from here. What
are
you thinking of now, huh?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Hey, we got guests. That's gross. Cover that up as a family show.
Hey, do me a favor, if you would, Mac. Go ahead and get me a medallion.
That is so nasty.
That is, all right, so 1983.
Thank you.
So
my dad.
So horrible. Hey, do we have to break?
We should break now, and I think we'll time in. We'll time just right. We'll start the show right now.
All right, we're going to break. When we come back, Colin Mochrie from Whose Line Is It Anyway, and a guy with a very, very funny show, touring the country, and a big Canadian comedy award to talk about. We will talk to Colin Mochrie right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know what I like? Monologues. Monologues are to an actor what cheesecake is to a fat man. They are delicious, they are nutritious, and they are absolutely necessary. You know what? We need to give Lord more monologues.
How many more?
Seven monologues, distinct monologues. Monologues, when spoken by a great actor, it's like...
said cheesecake to a fat guy.
Oh, yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. You get it. Okay. All right. You know me so well. It's like you're in my head. Like a tick. Growing. Follow me, my loyal aide-de-camp.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and a podcast with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are delighted to have you with us. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the wonderful TMOS app. That is the wonderful, slim, slick way to get this show by putting it on your phone, and it's right there, and you can share it with your friends. And I show people this app 50 times a week, and it's a fantastic way to get our show.
Wait till you see the new one, Mike. I'm testing it as we speak.
Really, beta testing.
Would this be the PlayaPod connected thing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Todd Moore showed me the PlayaPod app, and I will tell you, the fact that our show is going to be tied into that is going to be spectacular. It's going to be great for our listeners and a great time for you to get it. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Blue Apron. Now listen. Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
Hey, listen.
When the Blue Apron box arrives at the O'Mara household, everybody gets happy. And I, as a matter of fact, when I see it, I will look out at the front porch and I will go, is everybody happy? Carla loves to cook it. I love to eat it. I even love to watch her cook it.
Sure.
She wears a lovely out. No, I'm not going to do that. And the variety is amazing. It is the better way to cook. And they even have vegetarian options. I love my Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., and for good reason. For example, when you cook with Blue Apron, you're not just having burgers for dinner. You're making short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun.
Mm.
Wrap your tonsils around that and see what you think of that, people. You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots. All in under 45 minutes and without a trip to the grocery store.
Love it.
Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to $30 off their first order if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, and we thank you.
Thank you.
In just a second here, we'll be talking to Colin Mockery from Whose Line Is It Anyway. What a great show that was.
I think we're ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, he's actually on the line. Thank you, Colin, for your patience. Right.
Colin?
Yes.
Okay. There he is. Colin Mockery, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Colin, I consider having this is Mike. We've got Rob and Oscar here on the Mike O'Mara Show. When Rob booked you on the show, I thought I've got this resource here right now, and then my brain started exploding because I love improvisational comedy. It's a lot of fun, and I said to myself, maybe I'll just throw something at you like right out of the gate. But then I said, no, I didn't know whether you get that all the time, and then. What I'm doing right now is kind of explaining myself, and that makes it even worse. And, you know, you're this legend of improvisational comedy. Everybody knows you from Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I'm going to lay this out there for everybody to analyze it, Colin. I was going to introduce you, not as Colin Mockery, but I was going to say, you know, we lost one of the great thinkers of the world, Stephen Hawking, a couple of weeks ago. We've got his less intelligent brother here, and I was just going to let you go. And I didn't, I mean, that was 5 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I was up too early thinking about
maybe.
That, but yeah, maybe, but it's good to have you on the show, and Rob Spiewak is thrilled. I am thrilled.
Yes.
And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Colin Mockery.
Well, thank you. I wish I had a chance to work up the Stephen Hawking's dumber brother idea.
Why don't I believe you? Anyway,
no, it's so true.
I just
not all the audience suggestions can be winners.
I know.
That was actually quite good.
Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate
that's
that.
Sincere. That's mm-hmm.
You know,
like that.
I would be the person that would. By the way, the name of the show that you're touring in is Scared Scriptless. One of the longest running comedy tours in history, with your Who's Line castmate Brad Sherwood, and you're traveling the country currently in that show. Correct.
That is correct. Yeah, we've been wonderful. Doing that for 16 years. It's managed to get us all around North America and India and Australia.
That's amazing. And you know, when I read your bio and I saw here that you received the first Candy Award, and that is presented by the great John Candy's Kids, honoring legendary Canadian comics. And by the way, if you haven't paid attention, there are many of them.
Yeah.
But you were the male recipient. Andrea Martin was the female. That had to be incredible. Just with that name on that award, that had to be gratifying, I would imagine.
Well, it's insane. It really is. I mean, SCTV was, when I was growing up, that was my show. That was the show that inspired me in comedy and inspired me as a Canadian. And to get it with Andrea was also lovely. I've been very fortunate, and I've gotten to know all the SCTV people quite well over the years. So it's always lovely seeing them. They're just not only comedy heroes, but they're also lovely people, too.
They say so. Everyone has a kind word and just the highest praise always for John Candy, but that's in the States. He has a more legendary, almost heroic status in Canada, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he owned the football team in Toronto for a while. He was very, he'd host all the Canadian award shows. He was a very big presence in Canada and was always very supportive of young talent coming up. And stories just spread like wildfire about how lovely he was. He just was a lovely human being who loved to laugh and have fun.
So good to hear.
You know, when you talk about, Colin, when you talk about comedy and you talk about improvisation, and improvisational comedy theater has been around for so long, but you hear often stories about movies and television shows and when they get the best stuff where the actors just went wild and they riffed on it. Not everybody can do it, but I still... When I hear you going out on that stage with your tour every single night, working without a net, the question that would lend itself is, it's got to be something that is incredibly gratifying if you're good at it. But if you ain't good at it, I would imagine it would be terrifying. And you've been doing it for forever. What's the key to it? What's the magic? What do you have to have? Is it something that you can't describe?
It's that something I can't describe.
Don't give me a pain in the ass. I'm trying to earn my living here, Colin.
It is amazing. The fact that I'm able to do what I love and make... This was not a job when I was growing up. No one ever said, I'm going to be an improviser, because it just didn't happen. But there is something... it's so addictive. It's... when we walk on stage and we're in front of this audience who are cheering wildly and we don't have a show for them, it's pretty exciting. Using your partner and using that audience to come up with a show that, after 2.5 hours, they go, well, that was fun.
2.5 hours. I would be exhausted.
Are there any bits or sort of bits of business that find themselves from show to show, or is it fresh every night? I would think something.
Great question.
A joke works, you would have to want to use it again
or incorporate it into another bit.
Yeah, something. Yeah,
that assumes we remember stuff. There is basically one of the beautiful things about improv is once you've done the scene, it is gone. Because you're on to the next thing. You're constantly in survival mode. So it's like, well, I survived that scene, now into the next one. There have been times where I've been flipping through the channel and I'll see a Who's Line, and I'm watching myself going, I didn't do this. I don't remember any of this at all. But I think there are some times, I don't think we consciously do it, but there are some times you get a setup line that was probably similar to something you've done before. And there's that moment where you go, oh, do I go with the same joke? Well, I've got nothing else. So, yeah. But it's very rare. Brad and I spend most of our time trying to come up with ways to get suggestions we never had before, so we'll end up doing scenes that has no relation to anything else we've ever done.
So the challenge is to actually work it that so you can create the games that the audience plays to give you fresh ideas. That's the big challenge. The actual performing at that moment is going to happen when you guys are on stage.
Yeah. Getting the audience amazing. To give you something that isn't gynecologist or proctologist.
Right.
and I've often thought, okay, really? You want to see a sound effect scene about a proctologist? All right, here we go. Who would be the first to turn on us, I wonder?
And you actually bring audience members on stage during the show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say probably for about 80% of the show, we have audience members on stage.
Is that fun, or is that a challenge?
How much do you want to be part of that, Rob? How much do you want to be on that stage?
That would be so much fun. But does it prove a challenge sometimes?
Sometimes. Because sometimes people come up on stage with sort of their own agenda to think for somehow this is their big break. And somehow, oh, there's a Hollywood producer in the back row who's going to go, that kid who just improvised one word, I want them. it doesn't happen.
I'm reading your bio here. So born in Scotland, you became the comedy career in Canada, and then this incredible fame with Whose Line Is It Anyway in the United States. You're all over the place. What country is home now? Do you go back up to Canada?
I'm in Toronto right now. Be here for a little while, and then, I go back and forth. I love the winters in Canada because I like that numb feeling.
I was going to say that.
You mentioned that you do so much traveling, and you've played India and Australia. Obviously, you're all over the United States and Canada. How do the audience differ from country to country? Do you find that certain styles of comedy don't play, say, in Australia that would in India?
When we went to India, we were a little nervous because we thought, this is an incredibly different culture from the North American culture. Will they get anything? And for our first suggestion, we got fart. We immediately thought, oh, okay, it's fine.
Everything will be okay.
It was. I think because when we improvise, it's mostly goofy. So, there's not a lot of, political reference or whatever. It's just goofy, and I think goofy is international. So the audience don't really change from country to country. Although we were told after we finished our tour in India, someone said, oh, yeah. Never make fun of Gandhi or they'll stone you. And I thought, wow, that could have come out in the first show, I think.
Wow. Don't make fun of Gandhi. You'll be taken outside.
Yeah. Do you and ever have Stephen Hawking's brother, too. That is
weird. Remember that one. You know what? If you get that from an audience, there's somebody brilliant out there. That would be the thing about improvisational comedy is that I love is collaborative. And I've been to, my daughter's done it in college. I've been to New York and watched improvisational theater troupes. And that is, you got a gang up there. You talk about Second City TV. It's a troupe of actors. Yeah. But you are working. This is what I wanted to ask you about as far as the degree of difficulty. It's just you and it's Brad Sherwood. And even with Whose Line Is It Anyway, you had a gang of people up there. Does that pose more challenges to just you and one other guy? You've been doing it a long
show.
Time, so obviously you figured it out.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason Brad and I wanted to do it. It did challenge us. We can't take any time off. We're in every scene. And to be truthful, the other guys on Whose Line hacks. and, they kind of held us back. So
the tall guy.
Away from that.
Awesome.
We're talking with Colin Mochrie. Now, they are on a tour right now. Let me give the locations. You can get all the information at colinandbradshow.com. They are coming soon to Laramie, Wyoming, East Lansing, Michigan, St. Paul, Minnesota, Austin, Texas, and a theater near you. Check that website for details, and you'll be able to see what is a pretty amazing night at the theater.
Great clips on their website, too. And what's great is you can watch the clips, and they won't repeat them because it's all improvised. But I loved watching the tapes of the show. I thought it was so funny.
Do you ever go in and have drunks come up on stage when you're doing it? I mean, you've done it for so many years. Yeah. I would imagine you've
handle some
every situation.
There have been times. I mean, there have been some bad choices. you pick someone up, and it's not till you're up you realize, oh my God, they're high on meth or something. I actually once picked a deaf person to do sound effects for us.
Oh no!
And we had a legally blind person move one of us in moving bodies. So just never think that I may not pick you.
And do the Canadian audiences love it as much as the U.S. audience? Because I mean, I'm never aware. I mean, it's kind of like an extension. I travel a lot in Canada as well. Do they? And you have so many great comedians that come out of Canada. Do you like performing in your home country, or is the fertile ground for this the United States?
I enjoy working in Canada because I get more free stuff from people. You know, they're very supportive of their minor celebrities, so I get some free coffee all the time.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
Who were your legends that you that you grew up watching? Who do you love? And it doesn't have to be improvisational, just comedians and actors in general.
Oh, God. There were so many. I mean, the guys from SCTV, Monty Python. I was a big Sid Caesar fan. You younger listeners may want to Google as I talk. I was a big fan of, you know, Dick Van Dyke Show, Andy Griffith. Anyone who made me laugh, Robin Williams, again, was great. Having him on the show was a great thrill. And, of course, Stephen Hawking.
Did you ever get a good? Thank you for remembering, Colin. You're warming my heart by remembering that. That truly is, and I still.
Not many people know that his younger brother was a stand-up.
Thank you.
But he was all physics based.
That's right. That's it. You know what? It can't leave you. That idea gets in your head. I thought about it since 5 o'clock this morning.
Yeah,
it's been on my brain. I just can't help it. I can't help myself.
Already written half a play.
Stephen Hawking's brother by Colin Mochrie. It's going to be on Broadway. It's going to be phenomenal. I know it really is with this. Hey, I had to ask you, you got the Candy Award. Did you ever work with or get a chance to meet John Candy while he was alive?
I did get a chance to meet him a long time ago. He was at the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. And this was way before Whose Line. And my wife and a couple of other people were doing a Second City show there. So he joined us afterwards for dinner, and it was great. There were a lot of festival bigwigs trying to join our table, but he kind of shooed them away and said, you know, we're kind of eating with my friends here. So it was, for all his talent, he had a heart that was that big also.
Mm. Wow.
And the last question I want to ask you about is Whose Line Is It Anyway with Drew Carey and the way that show came about. Drew was kind of the host of that. He looked like he was just enjoying being the MC and watching you guys do your thing. How did that show, come about and become as successful as it did? How did that germinate?
We've been doing the British show for, about 8 years at that point. And the producers of the British show always wanted to do an American version because there'd be more money. I wish I could say there was more humanitarian reason, but that was basically it.
It's okay. It's your business. We understand.
So they were shopping it around, and the first company they were with wanted to get rid of the improvisers associated with the show, and they wanted young, good-looking ones. So we all laughed about that for a long time.
I would too.
Good luck. But the producer said, you know what? It kind of works with the funny ugly guys, and
really god producers.
At that point Ryan was on the Drew Carey show, and Drew was a big fan of the show and said to Ryan, hey, you should do an American version. And Ryan said, well, the producer's in town trying to shop it. So he got Drew and the producer together, and Drew was like the biggest star in ABC at that point. So on his say so we got the summer show.
Wow.
And it did so well they decided to put us up against Friends and Survivor just because they had no sense.
Because they would do it.
We made the money, even though we got killed in the ratings every week, because the show was the cheapest show in the history of television.
Yeah. You know, could have done better if Friends had ugly people on it.
I can hear that being said. Well, David Hawking, brother of Stephen.
David is his name.
I want to say, David, really, we know you're going through an awful lot of trouble right now, and you've been so brave to come on with us and talk about this. And good luck with the stand-up. I hope it works out for you.
Well, I hope so, too. I'm opening tonight, and I'm going to do a special joke in honor of Stephen. It deals with the refraction of light and the speed of quarks. So I'm very excited. That worked. It's a short 2-hour joke.
Yes!
God bless you, Colin. You made my day. Thank you. And we'll plug the shows. It's colinandbradshow.com for all the information. Colin Mochrie, you're a good guy. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
I had to. He referenced it, and I said, I got to go back to it. I just have to do it. Brother.
Mike, the speed of quartz. The speed of quartz.
That was great.
And by the way, that is probably one of the most recognizable faces. If you Google Colin Mochrie, you'll know who we were talking to. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please, don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment.
Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Pay attention. You need to hear this. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or pay off debt before rates go up further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help, so you can figure out your best financial play and get it done for you. You can save money. Plus, Cornerstone is still saluting our real-life heroes with the Hometown Heroes program. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans, the good guys. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So, if you're a hero buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com, and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, you'll get a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is huge savings for you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, and now Georgia. Hey, oh, Georgia.
That's big news. They just added it yesterday. And you know what? More to come.
Peach.
I'd like to see that they're growing. That's good. They're growing as we're sort of growing. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you. Rob, did you enjoy that? That was your guy that you wanted.
Very, very cool. He was, even though he's from Canada, I really did enjoy the interview. And I love the fact that one of the first things in his biography is he said, spent his childhood watching way too much TV. And so I feel we have sort of a connection.
Did that motivate
on that.
You?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you had that in common with him.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I liked it.
Okay. Andrea Martin, by the way, is the
we both watch TV. That's come on, man.
Watch more than you. I can beat you there.
Yes, you did. You beat him there. Yeah, you did.
That's
congratulations.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he's catching Andrea up Martin, in other ways, like weight. So, you know, it's very close.
Absolutely. Andrea Martin is the lady from SCTV that was, we played a clip from the Idiots trivia game.
Halfwits,
where she comes in and goes, I want that Alex. That's Alex, she's the one. Yeah. She's the one that's on that, and she was brilliant too.
Best known
and,
as Edith Prickly, I think, as the station manager. Yeah,
I know that. Of course, there would be more American comedians and actors working than anybody else in our country, but we get just this amazing influx from Canada and England.
It's also the mecca for entertainment, right?
It's the mecca. They come to us here.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it was strange that even in today's modern society that someone can't get past their own myopic views of what the audience wants to see, and they have a
recipes for success that work right. in England. That they're like, we got to get younger, better looking people.
Yeah.
That's funny. When you talk about Whose Line Is It Anyway, you can hear a producer go, right? Can we get some good looking kids? You know, can
literally
we get
a show.
By the way, I've always said a good looking comedian, if you get a really, when Joe Piscopo, you know, who was Bulked never up. All that funny to begin with, but when he started doing the where the weightlifting became more important than the stand up, it was just it was not fun. I feel the same way about that guy that you like, Oscar, but I can't stand. Who's the
Mulaney?
Guy that steals Cook? Every year? No, not John Mulaney, because John Mulaney's kind of a waif.
He's waif.
He's yeah. kind of
he's Zoolander.
Fallon.
I think it's not Dane Fallon. Cook.
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
Oh, Dane Cook.
With the win. Tony with the win. It's Dane Cook. That's it. Dane Cook, who I thought was always too. I don't like that. When you do comedy and you get up on stage and you're not self-deprecating and you don't have great material.
Right.
And you're trying to do bits on the fact that, yeah, this is my girlfriend, man. I have girls.
Too good looking.
To there are a lot of comedians that have done that. You can go to any stand-up show and you'll see a comedian talk about his sex life and he's not doing it to be funny or self-deprecating. I've watched a lot of stand-up
Dane
shows.
Dane Cook has bad skin.
He's got bad skin?
Yes.
Can you really see it from the stage, though?
Now I like him.
But
he's got pimples.
He's
like
not
him
perfect.
That's right. Yeah.
He doesn't have abs, though.
My point is, when you see somebody doing that, it's obvious, and it's usually a young comedian, and you can tell when they're trying to do. Even the great Lisa Lampanelli, when she skewed too much talking about her sex life with her big hunky guy, I went to, and she opened for Jeffrey Ross, I think. I think that's the show I went to see, and I'm like, enough talking about your big bruising guy. Yeah. It was
funnier
gross.
When she was fatter.
Yeah.
It was funny when she was fat and when she was just talking about being fat. Yeah. People want to go to a comedy show to see somebody flawed.
Right.
And by the way, doing a radio interview with Colin Mochrie, I tell you, I mean, if we'd had a camera on him, it would have been a lot fun because that guy got the great face for comedy.
Oh, the greatest face.
You know, he's probably one of the more recognizable guys, and I bet he gets a lot. I didn't want to ask him that hack question. Do you get people asking you to do
the weird thing about him
lounge?
Is he's got the you got that weird hairline. So his hair almost frames his funny face.
Yes.
I mean, he's designed for comedy.
He was the best one on that show. And I'm not saying that just because we had him on. But
8 years before the U.S. run and then live show.
He did every episode of the Drew Carey one. Everyone.
And stacks of cash.
Yes. And it's cheaper to produce than a game show.
Cash.
I want to tell a story about my beautiful wife.
Can we break?
Why?
Because
are we up on a break?
We are. If we break now, we have to
pay the bill.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, it's about Carla and a vacuum cleaner and a Walmart manager.
Uh-oh.
And David Hawking, brother of Stephen Hawking.
He's the less intelligent brother, right?
Show. I'm so glad he did that.
Me too.
I'm sitting there at 5 o'clock this morning. I'm not kidding you. With hacking my lungs out, you know, with my NyQuil waking up too early buzz, and I'm sitting there going, hey, how about we introduce him as David Hawking, brother of Stephen? And then he did it for me. He did it. And he did
it. Awesome.
He did a joke about refracted light jokes. That's the whole show for me today. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Walmart story coming up.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. As we know by now, methamphetamines, even with a prescription, are banned in Japan. While this strange law prohibited Ponyboy from traveling overseas, I found some other weird laws that would keep other members of the TMOS gang from traveling abroad as well.
Wow.
Unfortunately for intern Jessica, frowning is found unacceptable in Milan. Oscar probably has no interest in Liverpool, where women are prohibited from walking around topless, unless she sells exotic fish in a store. In 1962, Germany outlawed tater tots, so you won't be seeing Rob Spiegel out there anytime soon. And Adrian Garcia probably should just stay in DC. If these laws don't apply to you, then you're ready for a great experience abroad. Luckily, the TMOS app works around the world to give you the latest episodes of your favorite podcast. Be sure to download all your favorite episodes to keep you laughing everywhere you go.
I love her. At her.
She's so smart.
She's brilliant.
She's very smart. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. These days, you can get practically everything on demand, like our podcast. Mm-hmm. You can listen to whenever you want, you can listen to it. And when it's convenient for you. So why are you still taking trips to the post office to mail letters and packages when you can get postage on demand with Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you can access all of the amazing services of the post office right from your desk 24/7 when it's convenient for you. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer, and your mailman picks it up. It's that easy. Just click, print, mail, and you are done. It couldn't be easier. Stamps.com never closes, and you can create your Stamps.com account in just minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. Right now, use the TMOS code for a special offer that includes up to $55 free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week trial. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. And before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Hold on. I'm getting a message in here.
Something just in?
By Pelican.
Breaking news. By Pelican?
Yes. It's
actually in the jaw?
Well, he's in Florida.
That's Does he say it's a living?
Yeah, like on the Flintstones? This job sucks.
Rob, write Stamps copy to make it easier to read. Okay. Thank you. All right, very good. I just wanted to say that. Please.
Hey, put that back in the Pelican and it'll find its way up here.
I appreciate that. So, Carla, this is how my wife rolls, and this is her life.
They
and
usually roll out, right?
If the wives.
Well, if you look at trending.
Wow.
He set me up.
Yeah. That was just so harsh.
Yeah, he's spinning swords like that guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark
Oscar,
today.
They usually do.
Hey, but Mike, not always.
Do you realize that come September, Mrs. O'Mara and I will be celebrating not only 9 years of marriage together, but 15 years together as a couple? I think at a certain point I have to get a little credit for that. Yeah.
What's the delta? What's the difference between you and age-wise, you and your wife?
21 years.
That's when you'll get credit.
When we're together 21 years?
Yes.
Oh.
The length of the... I might not live for that.
Oh, stop.
But if you do...
No, that's 6 years. I can do six years.
Oh, good. That'll be 20 wonderful.
That's not a hard time.
Yeah.
I got to stop eating nachos, but I can do 6 years.
You know what would add to your life?
I don't mention this, that with iguana mia comes, free chips.
Yeah.
You know, and
maybe you need to remove them from your life. Because to add the six years,
part of my life.
Well, what if they just made it more difficult? What if they raised the price of margaritas? So it was more of a decision.
Last night.
Not for dinner?
Really?
Yes, for dinner. Yes, for dinner. Yes, for dinner. Carla I came back from playing golf. Carla wanted to go out because she'd been with little Crumb Cruncher all day long, after school. And she was kind of spent. And so Daddy came in and said, there's some nachos here. And I'm like, well, all right, see you later. And I didn't feel like getting up and making anything healthy. So I crunch, chip, cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, cheese, and that cheese is not vegan, so shut up with the emails. I don't need that, all right? I don't need that right now.
You know what I love about you as a vegan, Mike? Most vegans are out volunteering the fact how vegan they are.
I'm not a vegan. Yes. I do not claim
veganhood.
And you're
not that way. And that's
I do not claim veganhood anymore. I can't do it. I go off veganism too often.
You've learned from the lifestyle, and that's the best way to be.
I need to get more vegetarian and vegan in my life, but I am not a religious vegan, and that's a fact, Jack.
So you will be having an Easter ham?
We're going to be going to an Easter dinner. Easter dinner with the little guy. That's all we're doing. No family around here for Easter, so we're just going to a little Easter dinner. And let me just get the Walmart
store.
I want to get everybody's Easter plan because we're going to run out of time. So Carla comes back and she says, look at this vacuum I got. She's been in the market for about 3 weeks for a new vacuum because our vacuum, really, if you continuously vacuum Beluga's hair off the floor, that has a cumulative effect on your nasal passages because it's that turbo funk of pug that just permeates the entire vacuum cleaner.
What it is, it's concentrated pug dander, and the air from the vacuum blows through the filter through the pug dander and shoots it into the sky. Inhale it that you can eat.
She said, come over here and smell this vacuum cleaner. I said, that's like pug ass. That's what that is. And you can't, there's nothing. All the disinfectants, you could put pine tree air fresheners down inside of that thing forever, and it wouldn't take pug funk out of the
great band.
And by the way, I bought that vacuum cleaner. It was a Shark, and it was so Carla goes to the Mart, and she's going to pick herself up a Dyson because she heard that they were on sale. Mm. And so she sees the sale price that is like $229 or something for this really, really nice vacuum cleaner. And then she sees a sticker on it that says $199. And then she takes it to the counter at Walmart, and the counter rings it up as like $245, $250.
Oh, look out.
Problem.
And she says, no, I saw this. And she said, and she gets a cashier who's really not into being a cashier, right, and really not into doing any serious problem solving, which, by the way, consumers, a consumer tip from Mike O'Mara to you. If you find a cashier like that, you have the advantage.
Of course.
Because they don't care. That never underestimate the apathy of the retail worker, because
that's a win for the customer.
It's a win for the customer. Okay. If they really don't care so much, as they might have apathy and they just want to be mean to you, that's right, a different story in itself. But this person just didn't care. And Carla says, well, I had $199. I thought it was $199. That's the price.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. And immediately the cashier says, I'll get my manager, and gets the mail manager. 35, 40-ish, mm-hmm, male manager, comes over. Is something wrong here? Dennis comes over. Dennis comes over with his bow tie, and Carla gives him the baby browns, and mm-hmm, says, well, she rang it up as $240, but the price on it was $299. He doesn't go to the scanner. He doesn't go to anything. He says, he looks at Carla with kind of like a little smirk on his face. Mm-hmm. Just ring it up as $199. She's in the car. She's out there. Bingo. How often does that happen? Does that happen with a fat ass like me? Never in a million years. No, but she comes up and says, look at my $199 refrigerator. Not my refrigerator, my vacuum cleaner. So that's, and she was thrilled at that.
For guys, they trundle you down the aisle. They look at it.
Right.
They figure it out. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's been placed in the wrong place.
We're going to need some paperwork
right now, please. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Like, do you not have the extra $50 deadbeat? Like, what's the story?
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
I never get the hookup.
Not like that.
No, men don't get, but a pretty lady, a pretty girl.
Keep it tight, ladies. Works out for you.
And what's great is it's right next door, the world's greatest convenience store, where she got a vacuum. Isn't that fantastic?
That you
and
she eat.
Said, and they said, we just need your name. Just write your name down here. And she wrote, Mrs. Stephen Hawking. Right there. That's the story. And,
his slightly less intelligent wife.
Tomorrow, remind me.
Oh,
tomorrow.
Wow. No, that's just based on the other suggestion. Sure. Right.
Detailed Easter plans. I want to find out what everybody's doing for the holiday of our Savior rising from the grave.
Wow.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills.
What happened?
Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could be what we're looking for. Afraid you might not pass a drug test?
Sorry,
don't worry. We hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Dan. Funny people on our staff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. You know, it's the worst time of the year.
Yeah.
You're being attacked by men with Aztec death whistles. Did you want to play one while I was doing
No,
that?
I don't. I don't want to play one.
Roseanne is back on TV. Rob, you're wrong on that one. And your stomach is filled with disco rice.
Ew! This will mean so much more when you listen to the bonus show. You got to know what that
will
is.
You do? What will you do? Well, Jerk of the Month Club, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a gloomy bloom into a in-the-zony pony.
Jesus. I'm getting a hard time writing couplets, okay?
You're doing fine. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please quit sucking. And remember, sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Because I'm happy... Happy to hear the bonus show.
That's Pharrell lyrics. I thought they were
thank
nice.
You. Thank you very much. That's oh yeah. The
I'm
news.
Happy.
News.
Boo.
Didn't we have a Mac movie review? He's only here once a week.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry.
He got bumped.
I'm sorry. I'm doing the news. I'm sorry. I'm doing the news now. You know, you say you can't redo the show or something's more interesting to you than the stuff that I put together.
You because know? You know it would be sizzling.
That's exactly how he thinks, too. It just popped into his
head. He's looking at me with his little eyes. He's like, come on.
Oh, what a shame.
Hey, you know what? Come back next Thursday. Let's try it again.
Yeah, come back next week.
I'll come tomorrow. How about that?
Oh, I'd love that. I'd love that. We'll try to get it on then.
We're booked.
All right. Let's move on.
Let's see if I can get Colin Mockery on again.
Corey Feldman.
Boo!
Our lead story.
Douche.
This is important stuff. He claimed that he was stabbed Tuesday night, and he thinks it might be a revenge attack for going public about pedophiles in Hollywood. Corey. He said he was driving a car with a security guy in the passenger seat when they realized they were being followed. When they came to a red light, a short, bald, he put it this way, Mexican fellow got out and started harassing the security guy. Then he got back into the car and drove around to the driver's side of Corey's car. A man got out, yanked open Corey's door, and stabbed him with something. Corey isn't sure what the weapon was because, according to him, the wound was very small. He said, punctuation.
God. So
yes.
Dumb.
Start them in films early.
I'm
that's
Facebook
the word
friends
used.
With furniture guy Ed Feldman, the guy that used to do the show on PBS, and he wrote, Corey Feldman says he was stabbed by someone who doesn't like him. Police are questioning the world.
That's funny. Corey was able to shut the door and speed away. He went to a hospital where he posted some pictures of himself. There we go. So we wish him the very best.
We really do, because he's a good guy.
Yeah. Hope there was
security
nothing more
team,
Korean on that. That's
my friend was in the passenger seat.
A-holes in the news. Justin Bieber was leaving a spin class in L.A. yesterday afternoon.
Boo!
When he spotted a homeless man and woman lying on the sidewalk, so he sat down and had a talk with them.
Oh.
Well, that's just what you want when you're down on your luck.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, he even laid down beside them. He also gave them candy and bottled water.
That's a wonderful punctuation.
There's no word on what they talked about. Maybe the fact that he only gave them candy and bottled water. Justin also happened to be wearing a shirt with a Praying Hands logo on it.
Ah.
So he was,
namaste.
And, I had a, you know what, I'm sorry, but I'll throw my own in there. I had a chat with a homeless person, but I did it after I gave him a $5 bill.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
okay.
I forgot what we were talking about. We were talking about, it was after the March for Our Lives, mm-hmm. downtown Fort Myers on Saturday. I had a chat with him, and we were talking about the march, and we had a very, very interesting conversation.
This
and
used then, to be a quiet block.
Yeah.
And then all you guys came down.
That's right. You ruined everything. Thanks for the $5. I'm going to buy candy and water.
By the way, I wasn't St. Mike because he just kept talking.
Oh.
And so it started out as like, yeah. So he engaged me in conversation. Then I was just like, yeah, okay. 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 Okay.
Was he a little touched? Did he not pick up on your social cues that we were done?
He did not pick up on those cues. Thank you.
I don't understand.
Full disclosure. Will Ferrell announced yesterday that he is deleting his Facebook account, and it's because of the whole Cambridge Analytica mess. In a message on Facebook, he said, I know I am not alone when I say that I was very disturbed to hear that Cambridge Analytica's misuse of millions of Facebook users' info in order to undermine our democracy and infringe on our citizens' privacy. In this day and age with misinformation running rampant, it's important that we protect the truth as well as those who work to bring it to light. I can no longer in good conscience use the services. Will, you're supposed to be funny.
Yeah,
you're
never
supposed
has
to be
been.
A funny guy.
Never has been.
But he can't use the services of a company that allowed the spread of propaganda and directly aimed it at those most vulnerable. Well, that's what they do.
How are we going to find videos of him doing the cheerleader?
I know. Very, very frustrating.
Also, for the people that are deleting their pages, are you going to stop using Instagram? Or is it just a nice excuse for you to stop using social media?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go all the way.
Look. Everybody knows. I think the people that are on it the most know it too. It ain't all that healthy for you.
No.
It's addictive. It's like anything that's addictive. Too much of a good thing. That's the way it goes. We all look at it. But, you know, there's a difference between looking at it and living on it. And I think if you live on it, it could be problematic. It really, really could be problematic. And we've had many stories like that.
True.
So you never know. You know, what do you think, Rob?
I don't know. I was checking my phone. What?
The premiere of the Roseanne revival attracted 18.2 million viewers on Tuesday night, which is pretty incredible. In fact, it was double what ABC was projecting. It was also more than the 16.6 million who tuned in for the series finale in 1997, when audiences mostly stuck to the main broadcast networks. And so it blew out that. That's incredible.
That is.
And they weren't deluded by everything we have now with Netflix, Hulu, DVRs. According to ABC, it was the highest rated sitcom broadcast on any network in nearly 4 years since an episode of The Big Bang Theory in 2014. For the record, that measurement was the 5.5 rating it got in the coveted young adult 18 to 49 demographic. Since it's such a phenom, ABC is re-airing the first two episodes this Sunday, which is both Easter and April Fool's Day. Good call on their part. Yep. Not that either are related to Roseanne in any way. And Oscar, you said you watched most of it this morning.
Yeah, I would say caught 90% of it, and I liked it. It reminds me. Look, the formula is something you don't. They're so over the top with the laugh track, and I understand that, Rob.
Yeah. I hate that. I wish they just tone that down a little bit.
I gotta if we're not in the business we're in, that's something I don't think I would have picked up on.
Maybe. And you know what? It's true to the original show because that's the way the original show was.
The way the laugh track was, right?
You like to be on trends. Would you give it another crack?
I will give it another crack tonight and see what I think. Because again, I bailed early. What remains to be seen is episode 3 to see how many people they bring along.
But even,
because the novelty was the first two.
Yeah, but the look and drop off, even if you take that number,
it's
still a winner.
Incredible. You're right.
I mean, that's as many seasons as they want.
Yes.
Even with a drop-off, that'll be as many seasons as they want.
The thing that I'm curious about is Sunday night. That means that ABC is probably not showing the Ten Commandments. If they're putting that on.
Oh, they bumped the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
What will you do?
Chuck Heston.
Maybe it's time.
I don't know. I'll be watching it on Blu-ray Saturday night because that usually involves a lot of drinking.
Okay.
Remember what Jabril said when I made him watch all 4 hours of the Ten Commandments? Jabril, who was a Muslim, said,
"Yes.
Wow, Mr. Rob, Moses knew a lot of tricks."
Yeah, he sure did.
Where's your Messiah now?
There you go.
And Charlton Heston part the sea.
I've never seen the Ten Commandments.
Oh, it's a great film.
Here's some news for DJs. There's a guy in England who was just diagnosed with, quote, the world's worst case of gonorrhea.
Whoa. That is not a good record.
His doctors say there's never been a strain that's so good at resisting antibiotics and every other drug and treatment they throw at it.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
The guy believes he got it after he had sex with a woman in Southeast Asia. Yep, that adds up. The really scary thing here, of course, is that if doctors can't find a way to treat it, it means that gonorrhea has finally found a way to mutate into invincibility.
The horror of gonorrhea.
And that would take it from being a treatable STD to an untreatable one. And it's one that can cause serious pain, infertility, and pelvic inflammatory disease. What do you think of that, Mac?
Wake up, Mac.
It's disgusting.
Thank you very much.
Well, he was looking at his crotch. He's like, that's not me.
He said, I
look at his phone.
Not a trace of inflammation.
Sorry. I got focused during this segment. And now a little something. There's a 37-year-old woman from Montville, Connecticut, not far from my hometown. Her name is Janice Gabco Bowles, and she worked at a Kohl's as their shoplifting prevention supervisor.
Yes.
But she was arrested a few months ago for shoplifting.
Ooh.
It turns out she stole 135 things between March of 2016 and last December, and then she returned them for cash.
Oh, that's the way you make the money. Yeah.
Now listen, here's how they caught her. Every time she was returning the stolen stuff, somehow the store's surveillance cameras had a glitch. What a coincidence, eh? She wound up stealing more than $55,000 from the store. Her managers eventually figured it out, and she was in court on Monday and pleaded not guilty to first-degree larceny. Co-workers told investigators they were simply shocked. Come on, Mike. Come on, read the joke.
Do the joke, Mike.
Doesn't matter if you screw up the whole news story. Read the joke part right.
Do the joke.
Okay?
All right.
I'm going to go back two paragraphs.
That's okay. Good. So we'll have a reset.
Her managers eventually figured out that she was...
If you're just joining us, we're doing news you may not need. Here's Mike O'Mara.
Her managers eventually figured it out. She was in court on Monday and pleaded not guilty to first-degree larceny. I'm going to start again.
Please.
Because it doesn't work with a pause.
Okay.
Her managers eventually figured it out. I don't understand. And she was in court on Monday and pleaded not guilty to first-degree larceny. Co-workers told investigators that they were simply shocked by her daily dramatic weight gain. That's it. We'll take a break.
Did she get to keep her Kohl's cash?
I don't know. We'll come back. It wasn't even a funny line. Anyway, in my opinion. It's not like that idea with Stephen Hawking's.
No, that's a winner.
That's a winner.
That was comedy gold. We'll take a break and come back with the audio ball and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
So by saying butch, you're just kind of like a tomboy is what you're saying.
I was. Okay. For prom, my mom wanted me to wear a dress, which I agreed to because I wanted to.
But you were miserable.
Yeah. I just don't really like the way I look in dresses and in makeup.
But no inkling of your orientation at that particular time.
No, I didn't know it was like, okay. I didn't think people were actually gay. Because I didn't know any gay people.
Where'd you grow up?
Outside of Philly.
Oh, man.
Gay?
He's gay. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours great a line. Week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Cheese with, cheese without.
Great bonus show this week. Really fun.
Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows that here's all you need to know to ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase. Just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that'll guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, it's time to aerate your lawn or your golf course.
Yes, it is time. Yay.
All you need is these lawn aerator shoes, heavy-duty lawn spike shoes for grass. One size fits all best lawn aerator tool ever.
Yeah, and you get your exercise while you're aerating your yard.
I used to see my neighbor doing this when I was younger. I was like, what the F is that guy doing? I thought he was killing golfers.
Dance a samba. Yeah. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the aeration shoes and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. So I do it every time. Get clicking. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, March 29, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
You were just talking about Roseanne. She's doing the talk shows, and she's being a little prickly.
Oh, yeah.
As is, you know, the Roseanne way. She was on Wendy Williams yesterday. Now, do you remember about a year ago, Wendy Williams, whoop, whoop, her husband, Kevin Hunter, allegedly had an affair. Mm-hmm. And so Roseanne brings it up in a most timely way.
Tom Arnold, you guys are in a good place?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Her ex-husband, Tom Arnold, remember they were married for a moment, and he was given the assignment from The Hollywood Reporter to review Roseanne's debut last night. The shade of it all.
That is so, you know, I was like, oh my God, I'm not supposed to talk about it. But, yeah.
After being
I guess they're going to get Harvey Weinstein to review Rose McGowan's next show.
That's witty.
It turns out Tom didn't give it to you bad.
Oh, I didn't read it.
Well,
I don't like talking about husbands, right, Wendy?
Well, I don't mind talking about husbands.
So there's that.
Hey, you know what?
I like it.
I'm not a big fan, and Patton's had a little war with her and right. some of that. She's back and she's doing exactly what she used to do.
What she's always
back,
done, yeah.
She's back 1,000%. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a phenom. She has it and yeah. she didn't lose it. And you know what? A lot of people thought she was going to lose it. She hasn't lost it. I'm stampeding to watch this show.
Who had in Vegas that this is going to be the resurgence, right? Yeah.
I can't believe it. She had a pita farm in Hawaii.
That's right.
She is, she's back on the talk show. She's talking about husbands, huh, Wendy? That's awesome.
That's her.
I love that. That's fantastic.
I think today is the last day of preseason baseball. The season starts tomorrow, right?
Season starts tomorrow. MLB, baby.
So some more shenanigans while these preseason games that don't count. A pitcher for the Giants, Derek Holland. Did an interview in the dugout yesterday as Kermit the Frog.
The thing is here, we're trying to watch a great game of baseball. There is the Giants. They are up 1-0. You know, it's been an exciting day here. It's a little cold, but that's all right. We'll
that's good, Kermit.
Carry on from here.
Kermit doesn't wear any clothes, so that's a little tough at AT&T Park.
Well, yeah, see, when it's cold out there, well, we'll just keep it at it. There's a lot of kids that are watching.
That's awesome.
I love that. Now, this is a trend I don't get. I guess it's sort of like a white noise thing. It's supposed to be soothing.
people record their music that they listen to from another room. So when you play it, it sounds like you're like at a club, but you're in the bathroom. So you can hear the music, but it sounds muffled like it's from another room. Here's an example from YouTube. It's the song Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Oh, I love
this
song.
And so when you play it like this, it's supposed to be soothing.
I kind of get it.
Oh, I like this. But don't you this reminds me of... This reminds me of college.
Like there's a party in the other
room. Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm hard at work on my algorithm.
It makes me feel uninvited.
Yeah. I had one. By the way.
That's you. This is the dynamic. He was never invited.
No.
And I was always the one trying to get some last minute homework done while there was a party going on so I could go downstairs.
But to be fair, the weekends, I worked every weekend at Safeway.
I know, produce. So, waka.
By the way, I had that just after the Don and Mike show. I had that technology.
Oh, you did?
It's called a bath towel. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You know, it'll sound like it's in the next room. Ooh, special. Duh.
You didn't have a sad college life, Rob. Every time you mention that you worked every weekend, it's like you're some sort of knight that we have to.
No, I'm not saying that it was sad. I'm just saying the reason I didn't go to the parties is that I would, you know what? Because the parties would cook up like about 7 o'clock.
No, and parties cook up at 11 in college. You could have left work and gone to a party.
And you know, I really defer to you. You went to a lot of colleges, I did. You know.
Not at Marist College, but when I went to American University, I almost missed one party, but at the last minute, my schedule changed and I went to it, which kept my record. Everyone. I went to every single one. Perfect attendance record.
See, I like good music. I don't want to hear that muffled music. I want to hear like Beethoven played on a 3D printer.
Cool.
The exciting thing is that the guy then used his 3D printer to print a life for himself.
Yeah. So, and by the way, that's eventually what we'll be using all our 3D printers for.
For music?
Novelty. Novelty gifts.
Exactly. Novelties.
Tchotchkes?
Yeah. I bought a new 3D printer at Spencer's.
Right. This is a novelty gift. Now, here's my... You get to hear Beethoven, and here's your troll.
Troll doll.
Here's your plastic troll.
All right, Mike. You ready for sexy?
No hair.
You ready for sexy time?
I'm ready.
All right, everybody. Sexy time. Wolf Blitzer reading the tweet of Stormy Daniels.
Technically, I didn't sleep with the POTUS 12 years ago. There was no sleeping. Ha ha.
Sexy.
Yeah, Wolf. Way to go. And
still a little creepy.
You know, I asked Freights on political persuasions. By the way, we'll have another political persuasions this week. And I asked Freights about Wolf Blitzer. Said he's one of the nicest guys in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely one of the nicest. Took all the reporters out one time to dinner and said, any questions you have about the business, go ahead.
Wow. We tried to make it unseemly, and we couldn't. He's just a nice guy.
Too nice a guy.
All right, we close. It's been a while since we've had one. So let us close with the Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the week.
Yes.
Jesus Christ broke in to a Pizza Hut.
Hotpoint 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to earth.
All right, and so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in, had a pizza. I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay, and what do you look like?
I look like Jesus. What else do I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want.
Where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
Did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And you eat a pizza?
Sir. Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
Of course you did.
Happy Easter, everybody. He has risen. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That might be the best ever.
I was very pleased with it. Yeah,
like you might want to just file that and keep it handy. You know, and we play it every
Easter. Had a Mountain Dew.
Had a pizza and a Mountain Dew.
What's your last name?
Window.
Christ.
Christ, sir. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All mail for TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao. We'll
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.